when the blue of the night meets the gold of the day, someone waits for me.
This is Ken Carpenter welcoming you to Philco Radio Time, produced and transcribed in Hollywood, with John Scott Trotter, his orchestra, Judd Collins with the Mayors, and Bing's guests, Abe Burrows, who sings on records and nightclubs and on the radio, and Peggy Lee, who sings on records and nightclubs and on the radio. Now, here's a man who sings on records, in movies, on the radio, at golf matches, in bathtubs at plumbing store openings, during the seventh inning stretch at Forbes Field, Pittsburgh, at silo dedications, and on vacant lots, Bing Crosby.
Vacant lots. What do you mean, vacant lots?
You sure must have been busy lately.
I was a smash last night. I attended the opening of a new frozen custard stand out on Sepulveda Boulevard.
Were you singing?
No, I was scooping.
I suppose, though, you were the guest of honor, huh, Bing?
Well, in a manner of speaking, yes. They named a special Sunday after me, you know.
Oh, isn't that touching?
Isn't it nice?
I bet it's a beaut.
Oh, it's just frozen madness, really. 5 scoops of custard with a hot butterscotch syrup sprinkled with chopped almonds, grated coconut, and a garland of whipped cream. And crowning the whole beautiful edifice is a big, juicy red Bing cherry.
Oh, that sounds yummy. What do they call that, the Crosby Sunday?
No, the Groner.
Mr. Crosby?
Yes, sir.
I am here to present you with the Downy Flake Donut Award in honor of National Donut Week.
Ah, yes, the week with the hole in the middle, huh?
Please, Mr. Crosby, this is serious.
I'm sorry, just a light jest.
Inasmuch as this is National Donut Week, the National Dunking Association has voted you the radio star whose face is most conducive to dunking.
Well, this is quite an honor. Thank you.
And dunk you, too.
Oh, I tell you, Ken, it's real nice to know people are thinking about you, isn't it? Yeah. Now, if the Rhythm Airs are ready, and I know they are, we shall all dunk into a song, eh? We have selected How It Lies. Mr. Trotter, if you please. If you think candy's sweet, there's a girl you ought to meet. Sugar drips from her lips when she sighs. But the love light that lies within my baby's eyes, how it lies, how it lies, how it lies. She has style, she has charms, and a pair of loving arms that I'm dying to try on for size. But the love light that lies within my baby's eyes, how it lies.
Lies.
Yes, how it lies.
Lies.
Oh, lies. Her name tops the list of every florist. Her bows are standing 10 deep in line. Bo-deep, bo-deep, boop, with all of the trees in the forest. Why should I be the only lonesome pie?
Oh, there's heartbreaking stories when the one that you adore is the devil in angel's disguise.
For the love light that lies is the love light that dies
when it lies, when it lies, when it lies.
Now, very, very, very bouncy, Bing and boys and girls. I, for one, really enjoyed that.
Yeah, Ken, and dunk you, too.
Oh, really? So, Bing, you planning a fishing trip pretty soon?
Oh, I'm always planning to dunk the Cutty Hunk. Matter of fact, I've got a lake staked out that's so far away, so full of fish, there's no water in it.
Oh, no. How do the fish live?
They have a Philco agency.
Oh, please. Joshing me.
Very good. No joshing. No. Well, I really am going to a lake that's so remote it isn't even on the map. Please, Union. Right.
This is very tender stuff we're coming to here. I'm going to a lake that is so remote it isn't even on the map. Fishing's so good there, Rand won't even tell McNally about it.
Well, if you're heading for...
I guess they could have laughed. Nothing happened.
Well, if you're heading for faraway places, Bing, you better take along one of these Philco Powerhouse portables so you can sort of keep in touch.
Oh, I always do, Ken. I have a Philco portable right in my boat. And believe me, it really pulls in the stations.
Oh, you're so right, Bing. The Philco 607 portable pulls in everything but the fish. Man, it's a regular ball of fire loaded with power to get you powerhouse reception in all those faraway places. Just to give you an idea, this great Philco portable plays even on boats, trains, or planes without requiring any special aerial. Tunes your station sharper and clearer, too. So, folks, wherever you're heading on your vacation, the lakes, the mountains, or the beach, head for your Philco dealer first and pick yourself up the greatest performing portable radio you ever been an ear to. Ask for the Philco 607, the performance champion of the industry. From the world's largest radio and television manufacturer, Philco, the leader.
Chesterfield's charming chanteuse in Valley High from Tales of the South Pacific. On the Southern Cross in a seersucker suit, I'd give the whole thing up and down. You were superb, really. Say, Peg, I heard some rumblings around the sharper circles that the cats are considering me a little behind the beat. Is that
what are you talking about, Bing?
Well, Peg, in a word, and a mighty strange word it is, bebop.
Well, I'll tell you, Milton DeLugge and Matty Melnick have written a musical lesson that explains the whole thing.
Well,
I think.
Like to
called Bebop
articulate
Spoken
right here. Yes, let's see. Tell you what, Peg, we'll try a little of this. You be and I'll bop, huh?
Crazy man.
And I'll ooh you cool, ooh doo.
Ooh,
poppy dow. Ooh, poppy dow. Ooh, poppy, ooh, poppy, ooh, poppy dow.
Ooh, poppy dow. Ooh, poppy dow. Ooh, ya coo. Bebop spoken here. Oop to bam, oop to bam. Oop to bam, oop to bam. Bebop spoken here. Blee ba da ba da da dilly bow.
Easy on the ear. Oop to bam, oop to bam. Oop to bam, oop to bam. Bebop spoken here. Blee ah, ba doo ba doo ba doo ah ow.
While conversing with a sharpie, says Emily Post, keep your best beret perched on top.
When he's giving you the sign of the flattered fifth, then dig him, sir, with a sugar mop.
Have I made this clear? Oop to bam, oop to bam. Oop to bam, oop to bam. Bebop spoken here.
Pop! That's my.
Eeplia, oh. Oop, ba ba da ba eeplia, oop.
Are you all right there?
Eep, ba da da eeplia da ee ah, eeplia, ee ah. Oobadoobity, 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 ah ah.
Conversing with the sharpest as Emily Post. Keep your best beret perched on top.
When he's giving you the sign of the flattered fifth. Then dig him the most with a sugar mop.
Have we made this clear?
Oop to bam, oop to bam, oop to bam, oop to bam. Bebop spoken here.
Flea ba boo ba da da dee ah ow. Eep, that's beep.
Twice before, patrons of these Philco happy hours have been pleasurated by the song satires and the nonsense of a large, lumpy man named Burroughs. Having repaired our microphones and given everyone sufficient time to recuperate from the onslaught of his dynamic vocal cords, we feel brave enough to introduce him once again. Abe, of all people, Burroughs.
Hello. Hello, I'm Burroughs, like he said. Please, Mr. Crosby, I have no sense of humor about my voice. I think I'm tops in my field.
In a field, yes, but on a stage. Look, Abe, saying you're tops in your field, I'll admit you're not without a certain charm, but, well, as a singer, you're...
Can you name a worse singer?
No.
Then I'm tops in my field.
Well, I never looked at it exactly from that angle. But now that you've softened up the audience... Why don't we get on with the musical extravaganza of yours?
Yeah, or the college musical,
yeah,
you
let's
mean.
Really go into
okay.
The big stuff. The
ladies and gentlemen, tonight we're bringing you a short version of a college-type musical. Now, in this story, I played a coach.
Yep.
Bing plays the football hero. Milton DeLugge is the drum major. Peggy Lee pays the girl. And the opposing team is played by John Scott Trotter.
Okay, Trotter plays the whole team?
Now, ladies and gentlemen, the locale of this college musical is a typical little college called Upper Peabody Tech. Upper Peabody Technological College.
Named after that great American, Peabody J. Upper, the inventor of the upper plate, the upper berth, and the upper hand.
Well, you heard of him, huh?
I use all his stuff.
Yeah.
Heard of him.
Anyways... As the curtain goes up, we see the campus is in a big state of excitement.
Furor.
You see, in only 3 days, Upper Peabody Tech is going to play the big game against their ancient rivals, Iowa State Chiropodists. Or as they are affectionately called, the Cornhuskers.
Well, we're off to a flying thud. Let's go.
Anyway, the students all join in the Upper Peabody song, a lovely Alma-type martyr anthem. Like this.
Upper Peabody Tech, where the Tishomingo meets the Minnehachie, and the lone pines reflected in the water. There's a spot where nature smiles, and it's just 600 miles from our noble alma mater.
Hartford Peabody Technological College, you gave to us our brains and all of our knowledge. May you always go on taking girls and boys in.
May your campus ever be green and your ivy never be poisoned.
Hartford Peabody, alma mater, you've been to us a mother and a father. You're a grand, 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 grand school by heck. Upper Peabody Tech.
So let's lift our glasses to our school, let us drink. Let us drink to her colors, the chartreuse and shocking pink.
Upper Peabody Technological College, we say hail to thou and thee.
So it's UPPERTECHMOLOGICALCOLLEJJ.
All right.
That's the school
for me.
And now, as the echoes of the song die away, the coach of the team, the beloved Pop Burrows, that's me, gets up to speak to the assembled students. He says, "Hi, kids. You all know how I feel about this old school. I'm proud to be part of it. You know, sometimes when I go out among fellas from other schools and they brag about their schools and they say where they come from, and then I say, I'm from Upper Peabody Tech, I never fail to get a warm feeling when they look at me and say, where? Now, fellas, I got great news for you all about our, you should pardon the expression, football team. Our loyal alumni have chipped in and hired a great new player. He's a boy I used to coach in high school some 20 years ago. And here he is now to say a few words to you. Let's have three cheers and a tiger for Crusher Crosby. Rah, rah, rah.
Tiger.
Well, thanks, fellas. I want to say I'm mighty proud to be playing football for dear old Cornell.
Psst, this is Upper Peabody.
Oh, yeah, I've been traded again. Well,
fellas, I'm glad to be here at dear old Upper whatever it is, and I want to say that in a lifetime of tears and laughter, I'm...
Well... Well, the crowd goes simply wild about Crusher Crosby. And then after the rally, we find him and the coach talking on the campus.
Sure good to be with you again, Pop.
Great.
Well, Coach, there's something on my mind.
On your mind? Please, Crusher, don't let anything destroy your simple stupidity.
Well, there's something that's been gnawing at me like a hog chomping on squash rinds. I got a hankering for romance.
Romance?
Yeah.
But, Crusher, a man can't play football and go out with girls.
Why not? Gals don't mind being tackled.
Well, I know how you feel. I know how they feel, too. Soft. Well, look you here. Here comes a girl you're going to like. It's Peggy Lee.
Hello.
Hello. This is what I've been thinking about, Coach.
Say, you're pretty as a red-winged blackbird a-crouching on a yellow pumpkin.
Well, so he ain't a poet.
Crusher, you know who Peggy is? She's a song cue.
Well, song cue?
Yeah, she's... Well, she's the sweetheart of Delta Delta Tau. She's the sweetheart of Delta Delta Tau.
I'm the darling of Delta Delta Tau.
She's the kind of a girl that all frat men admire.
When I kiss those frat men, the frat's in the fire.
She's the angel of Delta
the Delta Tau,
the queen of fraternity row.
She's lovely as can be.
I'm sweet Peggy Lee.
She's the sweetheart of DDT.
That's me.
Well, I know you two kids are going to get along real fine.
Say, Crusher, do you know where we are?
Where?
Well, this is called Lover's Lane.
Yeah, and over there is Flirtation Walk. And right next to it is Necker's Nook. And behind that is Smooch's Rock. And right beside that is Woo Pitching Wallow.
It sure is a busy place.
Well, where we go, Crusher?
Well, I'm a little nervous. You got anything called casual acquaintances, Ben?
Well, the story moves on like that, slow. Crusher is happy. The team looks great. And then disaster strikes. The college passes a rule that all students have to pass their courses. Crusher Crosby is going to have to take the exams before he can play. He's very upset. He says to the coach,
"Oh, gee, Pomp, it ain't fair. If a college hires a fellow to play football, it ain't ethical to distract his mind with studies." I'm leaving.
Crusher, you can't let me down. You gotta study and pass the exams. You see, Crusher, this is my last year at Upper Peabody Tech. I ain't young anymore. I've been coaching here for 25 years, and I... Well, it'd be sort of nice if I could leave here proud in the knowledge that a team I coached finally won a game. Crusher, I'm an old man. My hair is gray.
What do you care? It ain't on your head no more.
Crusher, let me appeal to you this way. You see, Crusher, I'm new at this school. Just starting out. I gotta make good. If we don't win Saturday, I... Well, just put two and two together.
If I could do that, I could pass the exam.
Crusher. Crusher. Think of the time I coached you at the old high school. Remember our old high school song?
Sure do.
Let's sing it once more, huh?
Far above the city sidewalks, reaching to the sky, stands our noble alma mater, John C. Schultz and Hammer High. Hail to the John C. Schultz and Hammer High School, with your heart so big, would we lay our lives down for you? We should hope to kiss a pig.
After Crusher sings the high school song, his resistance melts, and he agrees to take the exam if the coach helps him study and pays him $500. Sweet guy. He studies, passes the exam, and the next day on the field, he makes 14 touchdowns, 12 of them while carrying the ball. And the whole school sings a big victory-type song.
Peabody's victory fires are burning. We knocked our foes upon their seats of learning. But you're a grand, 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 grand school by heck. Upper Peabody Tech.
There you go.
Gang, very educational. And folks, the place to get educated on what's new in home appliances is at your Philco dealer now. For a postgraduate course, take a look at the grand, 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 grand new Philco refrigerators that give you real full-length refrigeration all the way to the floor. Up to 42.5% more capacity with no increase in size. Or if you've got big ideas but are short on cash or kitchen space, ask your Philco dealer to show you Philco's sensational new model 793. It's the only refrigerator in the lowest price class that gives you the biggest luxury in refrigeration, a full-width frozen foods compartment. And here's the payoff. You get this luxury feature at $70 to $100 less. That's right, I said less than last year's price. And this new Philco is not only a dollar saver, but a space saver with 7 cubic feet of storage space. And yet it takes up no more floor space than a 4-foot model. So if you want to economize, get Philco-wise. See the great new 1949 refrigerators from Philco, famous for quality the world over.
Here's another song from Tales of the South Pacific. This is the ballad.
Some enchanted evening, you may see a stranger. You may see a stranger across a crowded room. And somehow you know even then, that somewhere you'll see her again and again. Some enchanted evening, someone may be laughing. You may hear her laughing across a crowded room. And night after night, and strange as it seems, the sound of her laughter will sing in your dreams. Who can explain it? Who can tell you why? Fools give you reasons, wise men never try. Some enchanted evening, when you find your true love, when you feel her call you across a crowded room, then fly to her side and make her your all. For all through your life you may dream all alone. Once you have found her, never let her go. Once you have found her, never let her go.
And so we scatter now. Away we go to our respective roosts. Having consumed our allotted period of time, my thanks to Peggy Lee for helping us enliven the evening, and to Abe Burroughs, more thanks for the same.
Who's your guest next week, Ben?
Oh, next week, Peg, we got a new girl singer named Carol Richards, and also our old and talented friend Alec Templeton will be spending some diverting moments
Alec,
with us.
Oh, Alec's wonderful, Ben. You should have a great show.
Oh, we hope so, Abe. Good night.
So long, Crusher.
Night, Ben.
Good night, Pops. Good night, Peggy. Thank you all. Thank you very much.
In Hollywood by Bill Morrow and Myrtle McKenzie. Tune in to Philco Radio Time next week and hear Bing Crosby, John Scott Trotter and his orchestra, Judd Collins with the Mayors and Bing's guests, Alec Templeton and Carol Richards. And remember, keep your eye on your Philco dealer now for the greatest values in radio phonographs from Philco, the leader.